Today's the third day of Hanukkah, so I wanted to discuss a shaila, an interesting shaila that the poskim discuss, which is what would happen in a case where the example I give is that it's the third day of Hanukkah, and you only have two candles, so you don't have the ability to light the three candles. The shaila is, is it better to light just one candle, or is it better to light the two candles, but you don't have a third candle? Okay, before we get into the shaila, let's first learn a piece of Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph from the Beis, which is really the source for this, and we'll move off of there. Zok Tehilug Gemara Chaf Aleph from the Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah, the Ikar Mitzvah of Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beiso, is to light a candle for a person in his household. One candle, that's the mitzvah of Chanukah. V'mahadrin, and if you want to be mahadr in the mitzvah, the mahadrin level is ner l'chol echad v'echad. Each person gets one candle. V'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, and if you want to do the mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, the highest level of hiddur, so that is a machloikas. V'shamai oimrim yom rishon madlik shemoyna, mikan v'eilach poichas v'halich. V'shamai says on the first night, you light eight candles, and from then on, you go down one. So 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says the opposite. Yom Rishon Madlik Achas, Mikan Ve'elach Mosif Aholich. Beis Hillel says on the first night you light one, and then your Mosif Aholich, you continue on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, and then the Gemara gives a machlokas about where the machlokas Beis Shammah Beis Hillel, where it comes from. Whether you say 8 to 1 or 1 to 8. So one opinion is that Beis Shammai is saying Kenegan Yomim Hanichnosim. So how many days are left? So when you light the first candles, there's 8 days left. When you light the second day, there's only 7 days left. When you light the third day, there's 6 days left. And Beis Hillel says Kenegan Yomim Hayoytzin, that it's in terms of what night it is. So Kenegan Yomim Hayoytzin is the days that have already passed. So when you light the first candle, it's the first day. When you light the second candle, it's now the second day, etc. And then the Gemara gives a different reason, which is that according to Beis Shammai, it's based on the Parei HaChag. If you look in the Marsha, all the Mepharshim discussed the cow offerings. There were 70 cows, and it started with 13 and went down to 12 and then 11. So we see that it went down in the count, and they discussed the connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah. And then Beis Hillel holds that it's a halacha, malin bakodesh vein moridin. You always have to go up, you don't go down. Now, there's a Tosos right here that I think it's kedai just to mention the Tosos, because we're going to really come back a little bit later. But Mahajan min Mahajan says Tosos that Nirulari, the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel lo kaimi ela aner ish ubeiso. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's machloikas, whether you go 1 to 8 or 8 to 1, that machlokes, now remember, the first level was you light one candle. The second level was that you light one candle per person. And then the third level was you light one candle per night. Now the shaila is mahadrin min ha-mahadrin the step up from mahadrin? In other words, the first level is you light one candle. The second level is one per person. The third level is one per person per night. Or do we say no? There's two independent hidurim, and they're mutually exclusive. The main mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah, ner Chanukah, is to light one candle. The mahadrin way to do it is one candle per person in the household. And then there's another way to do it, which is to light per night. But there's no such thing as lighting per person per night. This is what the Sfardim do. The Sfardim light the mahadrin and a mahadrin, but they hold that it goes by candles per night. So they have one menorah in the window, and on the fifth night, you'll see five candles. Ironically, the Ashkenazim Paskin, like the Rambam Rif, that Mahadrin and a Mahadrin is a step up from the Mahadrin. So it's candles per person per night. So if you look into a house, you'll see whatever number of menorahs, multiple menorahs, and you'll see multiple menorahs with how many candles per night? But Tosus learns, Nirulari, the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel lo kaimi ela aner ishu beiso. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the mahajim and a mahajim level is a hiddur on ner ishu beiso. Shekein yish yoser hiddur deika hekera kishemosav aholich, o machasar shu kenegid yaman achrasim o hayotzim, aval maosa ner lechol echad. But if you do per person per night, so afilu yosef mikan veilach leke hekera, she is veru shakach yesh b'nei adam b'bayis. If you're going to do per person also, then we're not going to be, when we look in the window, we're not going to be able to tell what night it is. So Tosus learns, the Ikar Tam, it seems, that Tosus is learning that there's a connection here between the Yomim HaNechnasim and Yomim HaYotzim, that when we look in the window, we have to know how many lights it is. Now let's put that Tosus to the side. Okay, Tosus seems to be paskening that the din is based on, the Psak Halacha is based on the reason of Yomim HaNechnasim and Yomim HaYotzim. So when we look in the window, we need to be able to tell what night it is. The Mechaber in Simtaf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Kama Neros Madlik, how many candles do you light? V'layla harishon madlik echad, on the first night you should light one. Yikan ve'elach mosev v'holech echad b'chol layla. From then on, you add one per night. Ad shebaleil achron, yiyu shmona. Until at the end, there are eight. Mechaber continues, v'afilim rabim b'nei bais lo yadliku yoser. The Mechaber Paskin is like Tosfos, and like the tour, ironically, that Paskin, like the Ashkenazi Rishonim, that even though Rabu Bnei Habayis, even though you have 10 people in the house, you only light one menorah, says the Ramah, V'yeshomrim d'chol echad b'Bnei Habayis yadlik. And that's the sheet of the Rambam. So the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, Paskin, like the Rambam, who says that every person should light his own, v'chein haminag pashut, and that's the minag. If you look, Ashkenazi families, most everybody gets their own menorah. Okay. And then he says, Vizaru liten kol echad v'echad neiros v'malkum v'yuchad, k'dei she'ehekir kama neiros madlikin. Then he quotes Maral, that you do have to put it in a different place. We're going to put that Ramah off to the side. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah sifkat in hay. So we said that you light one candle per night. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im yesh lo teisha neiros. What's a person has nine candles? Yatnau. For the whole Hanukkah, that's what a person has, and he's unable to get any more. So Yadlik Baleil Sheni Shtei Neros. He lights on the first, so he has one candle per night, is going to take up eight candles already. The ninth candle, on the second night, he'll light two candles. V'mieshlo Asara Neros. Now what happens if he has ten? So the first night, you light one candle and you've done everything anyway. That's the best you could do. The second night, he has a ninth candle that he could put at the second night. The problem is the third night, so he has one more candle. He could light two candles. Should he light two candles on the third night, or should he leave it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'im yesh lo asara neiros, af al pikein lo yadlik rak b'leil shein ishtayim, u'b'leil shlishi lo yadlik shtayim rak echas. On the third night, he should not light two, he should only light one. That's the opinion of the Chayei Adam. That's the Mishnah Berurah quote. So, on the third night of Hanukkah, if you only have two candles to offer, the halacha would be that you only light one. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this shaila is discussed by the Beis Halevi. So, the Beis Halevi in his parish on Chumash, Sefer on Chumash, he has a section on Hanukkah around these parshios. So the Beis Halevi writes, he quotes this Gemara about the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and the different opinions, whether the Machlokas is based on Yomim HaYotzim and Yomim HaNechnasim, whether it's how many days are left or how many days are still coming, or is the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel based on the Parei HaChag, the cows of the Sukkot offering, or is it based on Malam HaKodesh Ve'en Moridim? Says the Beis Halevi, L'chora, my nafkamina beplug the zoo. What's the difference? Who cares which opinion you go with? What does it matter what their reasoning is? It's a machlokas in halacha, whether it's 8 to 1 or 1 to 8. L'chora Yesh Lomar, says the Beis Halevi, we could say the following. Be'en lo neiros l'chol atzorach. If you don't have enough candles, ukagon b'leil shlishi, v'ein lo rak shnei neros. The nafkamina would be our case. On the third night of Hanukkah, you only have two candles. Why? D'i time, now we paskin like Beis Hillel, we go 1 to 8. D'i time to Beis Hillel, can I get yomim ha'yotzim? If the reason of Beis Hillel is because how many days have gone, so on the third night of Hanukkah, you can't light two candles because you're wrong. It's not the second night, it's the third night. You'd be making a mistake. So you just go Ikar Achiyuv. You just go back to the Ikar Achiyuv. You light one candle because that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. So you do the Ikar Mitzvah. What about the Mahadran? You can't do the Mahadran because you don't have three candles. Mahadran is going to be three candles. Two candles not going to do it. What hiddur is there? It's showing how many days have passed. So now it's the third night, but you're only lighting two, so you're not fulfilling it. If you're not fulfilling it, so you go back to the Ikar Mitzvah, which is only one. But what about the reason of Malin Bakoidesh? So you have to go up, you can't go down. So obviously, if you didn't have any candles, you have no choice. But if you have a choice, so on the first night, you light one. On the second night, you light two. On the third night, if you say that the reason of Beis Hillel is because Malin Bakoidesh, we always go up, so there's an Inyan, we go up, we don't go down. What happens if you could stay the same? That's also somewhat of a Maila. In other words, at least you're not going down. So Mitam, Malin Bakoidesh Vein Moridin, it would be better to light two candles on the third night. So he says, Avalitam de Malin Bakoidesh, Tzorach Lahadlik Shnayim, Diaf Agav de Iyav Shalolios Malin, you can't go up, Mikomokom Ein Lolios Morid. Shouldn't, at least don't go down. Vein Lahadlik Hayom Pachos Me'as Mokim Shesh Lo Shnayim. Since you have at least enough, you should go down. You should not go down. You should at least light the two. So the Beis Halevi essentially says, and he's Marech more, but the Beis Halevi essentially says that it's that the Nafkamina here is that it's totally in the reason for Beis Halevi. If the reason is because it's based on the days, so you can't light the wrong number on the wrong day. You can't light two on the third day because it's not that. You're putting up a poster that says it's the second night of Hanukkah. But if the reason is Malin Bakodesh, there would be a reason to light a second candle. That's the Beis Halevi. Comes along Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri. At the end of Hilchos Hanukkah, he has a small paragraph over there. And Rav Shach says, Vida, this is the second to last paragraph in the Avi Ezri of Hilchos Hanukkah. Vida, Dinira Bara B'misha Omed B'yom Shlishi Vein Lo Shlosha Neiros. The third night of Hanukkah, you only have two candles. To mikol makom madlik shteinos, you should light the two. V'lo amrina shehidu lo nishlam rak b'shlosha. V'alkar chacham im ein lo shlosha sagi b'ner echad ikar achiyuv. D'zeino. Can't be. D'vada yish hidur af b'shtayim b'yom shlishi. Definitely, there's a hidur. Better to light two than one. B'shvozos layas aklal. So you couldn't do the full hidur, so you're not going to do anything. Rav Shach doesn't even, he says that so obvious. So, but because you can't do the full hiddur, you don't do the full hiddur, it's pasha that you do the full hiddur. He doesn't really say why. He says that's obvious. Obvious, if you could do partial, this is not a zero sum game. It's not all or nothing. It's do what you could do. If you could do it a little more beautiful, good. If you could do it very beautiful, good. But two is also something. Says and then he says, Utmihani Bazal Mashkaza Pasever Beis HaLevi Lechos Chanukah. And I wonder, Tmiya, on what the Beis HaLevi wrote in Hilchos Chanukah, L'davar Pashat, as a Davar Pashat, Shemein Lo Balel Shlishi Rak Shtei Neos Shem Adlik Echad. The Beis HaLevi Paskin and Chayodam, that on the third night of Chanukah, you only light one. Ikra Achiv, Demai Hidr Ika, Balel Shlishi Rak Shtei Neos, Vanochi Lo Yadati Mara Al Kachal Chadesh Bazel, Upashat She'en Okein. And the Beis HaLevi was coming from this Tali in the Machlokes. It's Pasha that it's not like this. That's what Rav Shach writes in the Avi Ezra. Okay, now. Next step. There's a sefer called Shona Halachos from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zichat Tzadik Levrocha. Rav Chaim wrote a Shona Halachos, which he reviews the Halachos on Aruch Chaim. He goes simon by simon in Shulchan Aruch, and he writes in his introduction that what he's doing is, his goal is, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Ikar Mefarshim, with the Psak of the Mishnah Brura alongside the Chazon Ish. And he writes it in his own Nusach, so it's easy to read. It's like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you just read through, but he's giving you the Psak Halacha all the way with the conclusions of the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish. In rare occurrences, he quotes another Sefer. Rare. There's a sefer called Hasfarim, the books of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So in there he writes that I think it's two or three places in the entire Shona Halachos where he quotes somebody else. He quotes the Kaf HaChaim, one of the Sfardi Achronim, in one place. I think he quotes his brother-in-law once, Barzim. And in Hilchos Chanukah, on this Psak, he quotes the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura says you should only light one candle. But then he quotes This is in the Shon Halachos in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sif in Din Vav. He writes at the end that the Aviezri Rav Shach is cholik on the Mishnah Brura. So in the newest time of the Krah, I think the Tavshin Ayin Gimel, this time of the Krah on Hanukkah, he has a little piece here, and in this piece he asks. He says somebody asked him, why does he quote the Aviezri? I assume to mean like, what's Manishtana Aviezri Hazeh? You know, what's the deal? So in his obvious, short, cryptic terms, Rav Chaim Kanevsky answered, V'nishalti, Lama Hevisi Kandas Aviezri? Why did he bring the Aviezri? V'shafti Avor Shalani, Estayit Barom Nechonim Umurcharanchum. I think he's right. That's why. I guess all the other times he thought the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish were right, even though the others, there were poskim who argued here and there. But in this case, he said, Rav Shach was right. La halacha, you should light the two candles. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanevsky felt. La halacha lemaisa. And he writes there, he says, and I'll tell you what I wrote on the Gilyon. I guess that's in his, I don't know if it's his in Gilyon Aviezri, or if it's his Mishnah Berurah. I don't know where he was coming from. But from the Lashon, it's mashma that it was in the Aviezri because he wrote Kakos v'chai Adam k'sav sofer heviyam Mishnah Berurah. But he says that where are they coming from that you should only light one? He said they're coming from the Shita of Tosfos that we learned before, because Tosfos said that the Tosfos implied that the real reason is because we want to know how many days of Hanukkah is it. So on the third day of Hanukkah, if you only light two candles, people are going to mistakenly think it's two nights. So you can't do it. You can't light two candles. So it doesn't work. So according to Tosfos, it doesn't work. Says Reb Chaim. But the Gra doesn't pass like that. The Gra goes with the Rambam. The Gra passes like the Rambam, the Rif, that the Ikar reason is Malin Bakodesh Vein Moritin. So even the Beis Halevi, the Psak Halacha, would be that the Ikar Tam is Malin Bakodesh Vein Moritin. Tosfos learned that it was connected how many days are gone. But the Psak Halacha, for Ashkenazim, we're going like the Rambam and the Rif. And the Rambam and the Rif, the Gra goes like this. They paskin that it's Malin Bakodesh. If it's Malin Bakodesh, then there's a Maila to lighting two candles on the third night. And that's why he said that Lechora, the Psak of Rav Shach is right, Kineged the Mishnah Berurah, because of the way the Ashkenazim learned the Sugya, it would come out that the Rambam, like the Rambam and the Rif, that there's a Maila to lighting a second candle on the third night. And that's why he quoted Rav Shach in his Sefer. He brings another raya from a Tshuvas HaRambam that's quoted in the Avud Raham in Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, he says, "Misha hidlik ner Chanukah uberich alav, v'achach hidlik ner sacheros imtzarich lavarich v'heishiv." Okay, the shaila is: you lit one candle. Now, this is going to get into a much more loaded. There's a Briska Rav about this, quoting the Beis Halevi about hiddur mitzvah, whether hiddur mitzvah can be done only at the time of the mitzvah, or if you could do it later. Well, shaila with an esrog. There's a famous riddle with the esrog. You have two esrogim. Leave it for now. But in this case, you lit the Hanukkah candles, but you only had one. And then later on, 20 minutes later, somebody brings you more candles. What do? So you brought more candles. Do you have to make a new bracha when you finish lighting? So it's the fifth night. You lit one candle. Then they brought you four more. What do? So he writes, V'heshiv, this is the Tshuvas HaRambam. Shem lo haisa kavanas ozeh. If you didn't have kavana, you were going to get these. V'achach nizdam lo neres lahadlik. Mevarech b'chol pam v'pam. So you have to make a new bracha every time. Now, says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, what do you see from this Rambam? This Tshuvas HaRambam. V'imneima de'ein mitzvah raka o echad o kulam. If you want to tell me, it's either you do the ikar mitzvah, which is one, or you do the ikar mitzvah, which is five, so then what is his lashon of that you make a nizdam... Mevarich b'chol pam upam. Every one that they bring you, you make a new bracha. That sounds like you had one. It's the fifth night. They brought you two. You lit those. You should make a bracha. You light two more. You should make a bracha. What do you see? So he says, you see, Pashat, that according to the Tshuvas HaRambam, every time that you make the bracha, you have to. Every time you get a candle, you light the candle. So you could have, in our example, you could have on the fifth night, you could be lighting three candles and you make a bracha on it. Because there is an inyan of hiddur, even if you have the wrong number. Which shows, again, this psak halacha, like the Gra, who quotes the Rambam, the Rif, that the ikar reason is malam b'kodesh v'yom reason. And that's why Rav Chaim Kanevsky paskin like like the that's why Reb Chaim paskined like the Avi Ezri against the Mishnah Brura.